The Rooster with the Golden Crest. In a little cottage, deep in the heart of the forest, once lived three unlikely friends. The first was a cat with shining black fur. The second was a thrush with smart speckled feathers. And the third was a splendid rooster with a golden crest. The three friends worked hard every day, and every night they loved to sit by the stove and sing. It was a fine, bright morning, and the cat and the thrush had gone out to gather firewood, leaving the rooster at home to clean and cook as usual. Cheerfully, he went about his work. When all of a sudden, what was that? A voice he'd never heard before, and that sounded so soft, so kind. And this is what it said. "Rooster, with your golden crest, of all the birds the very best, I bring you a gift of young green peas. Open the window, if you please." Now of all the vegetables, the rooster was especially fond of peas, and he hadn't eaten any for so long. So foolishly, he opened the window and stuck his head out. And oh me, oh my, what is this monster with the glowing eyes and the sharp teeth and the red fur glaring at him? But he had no time to duck back in before the creature grabbed him by the neck and sped off with him through the wood. The rooster was very frightened, but he knew he must do something. So he sang at the top of his voice.
The fox has me in a drawer. Dear friends, come quick, or all's up for sure.
Well, the cat and the thrush heard him, and they rushed to his rescue, and pecked and bit and scratched the fox till she dropped the rooster and ran off howling. Next morning, the cat and thrush said to the rooster,
"Now today we're going even further out into the woods. So if that fox comes calling, even if she promises you a sack full of peas, don't be opening that window to her, understand?"
"Oh, yes, 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 sir. Y'all count on me," said the rooster.
So the cat and the thrush set off, and the rooster set about his work. And just as he was starting to think of lunch, what did he hear? The voice of the fox singing a song about peas. "Ha," thought the rooster, "you won't catch me like that again." And he said nothing, but kept still and quiet in that little house. Then the fox sang another verse of her song. "Rooster, with your golden crest, you cannot be the very best, for good plump corn is not for you, but lowly hens can chew and chew." At these rude words, the rooster stuck out his chest, and his golden crest glowed with anger.
"How dare you say the corn's not for me?"
he shouted furiously, opening the window to tell the fox what was what. Quick as a flash, the fox grabbed him and took off through the wood. The rooster was even more frightened, and his throat was sore, but he managed to yell,
"Yo, the fox has me in her drawer. Dear friends, come quick or I'll up for sure."
Luckily for him, the cat and the thrush heard him, and they raced after the fox and pecked and bit and scratched her so badly that she ran away moaning. The next morning, the cat and the thrush said to the rooster,
"Now we gotta be going out again for firewood, because each time we had to leave it where it was to rescue you. Now listen, and listen well, boy. Even if that fox promises you a sack full of peas, or calls you every rude name under the sun, you must not open that window to her. Do you understand?"
But "of course. Fox can say what he likes, and I'll stay as quiet as a mouse."
So off set the cat and the thrush, while the rooster set about his work. And he had just finished making a tasty pudding for dinner, when the fox's voice was heard at the window, singing about peas and corn, and heaven knows what. But the rooster said nothing, and kept still, and the window stayed shut. Again the fox sang, and still the window stayed shut. And then came these words, croaked in a weak voice. "Rooster, with your golden crest, yes, you win. You are the best. Of hunger now I will surely die. Does that not make you want to cry?"
"Aha!
Cry? Me? No, I will crow. Crow with happiness,
shouted the rooster. And so saying, he opened the window. But of course the fox was waiting. And quick as lightning, she grabbed him and sped off through the woods. The rooster was dreadfully frightened and terribly hoarse, but he managed to whisper his song.
Roar the fox! The fox has me in a jar! Your friends come quick or all's up for sure!
Alas, his voice was too quiet, and the cat and the thrush were too far away this time and they didn't hear him. Again he called, and again they did not hear. The fox raced through the wood till she got to her den. She tied the rooster up securely and went to boil a pot, and the rooster knew all was up with him for sure. But the cat and the thrush had come home. They'd seen the window open. They'd seen the mark of the fox's claws. They knew what had happened. The cat seized her guitar. The thrush practiced his scales. And faster than a blink, quick as a thought, they tore through the wood till they got to the fox's den. There, the cat sat down and played the guitar. And together she and the thrush sang this song.
My silver strings, they sing so sweet to give dear fox a lovely treat. Perhaps she isn't in her den, how very sad will we be then.
And the fox had never heard the cat and thrush sing, so she didn't know it was them. And the music was so good she couldn't resist poking her head out to say,
"You don't need to
be
sad."
She didn't finish her sentence, but the cat and the thrush pounced on her and scratched and bit and pecked her till she cried for mercy. But still, they would not stop. Not till the fox promised she would leave the woods at once and never return. They watched her leave with her tail between her legs, freed the rooster and went off home. Never again did the fox trouble their cozy home, for she kept her promise and never returned. As for the three friends, they lived happily together in their little cottage deep in the heart of the forest till the end of their days.